You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
What are you doing?
What are you wearing tomorrow to the game? Are you wearing black? It's the end of the funeral. No, I'm kidding. But we do want to know what you would put on the poster board with a Sharpie to the game. Join the interns. We'll be standing outside with a box of Sharpies and a stack of poster board. What would you put at the game? I'm doing Drew, or thank you, Drew. Thank you, Drew, based off of the quote and comment that he gave Scott Kushner in his column about if he becomes the face of the franchise moving forward in this next transition phase. Hard to not like what he said. I want to help and I want to make this the best place it can be, and I think I can help everyone. Wants to have his opinion known. I love it. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up bottom of the hour. Coming up next segment at 2:15 will be Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. We'll preview tonight's national championship game. I kind of feel like all y'all, right? My Lion, come on, Virginia, Texas Tech. Not a lot of being talked about, right? But the national championship game tonight. Are y'all pumped? Marlon Favorite joins us now, though, to talk a little bit about the spring game that took place over the weekend. Marlon, how are you?
Hello, somebody. Talk to me, Gussie. Good morning, brother. Or good afternoon, should I say.
No, it depends. If we're on the West Coast, it could still technically be 12:30, late morning, early afternoon. What's up, man? Gorgeous day outside. It was nice on Saturday for the spring game. We spoke with Sharif Fyshak back at 12:05 about his thoughts, and he says, look, it's hard to kind of take a lot out of what you see in the spring game. That's us in the media kind of looking at it. He said he saw some things, though. You as a player, though, probably look at it a little bit differently. So let's kind of start with the things that all of us can see. Shotgun, no huddle, throws to the tight end, throws to the running back out the backfield. You could kind of maybe see a little difference already in this Joe Brady acquisition to be the passing game coordinator.
Yeah, no doubt. You saw that immediately in the offense, even with Joe Burrow and Miles Brennan. When the second group got in there, it looked very polished. You can tell the guys are comfortable in the offense. But the two people who really stood out to me, we talked about on Friday. And that's Michael Divinity, had a handful of tackles, showed leadership on defense. And how about Derek Stingley, man? Big-time interception, making a play on the ball. So that was exciting to see. And also how the team really looked like they took this spring seriously. You saw guys out there rotating in and out, putting forth some effort. So kind of like what Sharif said, it's not too much you can see in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that LSU has a complete team.
Do you think a lot of it, too, is also, you know, this is not just the half of season, the first season. Now you're well underway in the O area, right? I mean, era. And you have guys that have been there for a bit that kind of have that understanding. And is that one of Coach O's strengths you're talking about there? Because it was something that you saw LSU sort of struggle a little bit when he first kind of took over, just getting on the field, lining up, doing all those things. All of that, I guess, is better?
It is. Most coaches have different ways they view the game, how they want things done. So it's an adjustment itself with that. But a lot of these guys, they are O's class, you know, like Jamar Chase, guys like that, they are already accustomed to how Coach O runs his program, so therefore things flow better. So you saw that on Saturday as well. A number of things was missing. John Emery, he's going to come in this summer, so we'll be able to see him this fall. And you still have a plethora of other guys that signed, which we acknowledged a lot of those guys that signed in the 2019 class at the spring game. So man, it's a really big build-up to the fall. But I thought that mission was complete on LSU end. I wanted to see effort. Aurora, the offensive lineman signed last year, he got hurt. So I want to be able to check his status and see how it works out with him as well.
Speaking with none other than Marlon Favre, a big fave 504 is the way to talk to him and follow him over on Twitter. We'll get in a quick second. You mentioned Burrow. And speaking to some other people and seeing some columns written from the spring, and you and I talked about this on a Monday as well, about the first article really that came out from day one, in which he says he was more comfortable, and other players are saying this is absolutely Joe Burrow's team. How important is it to have somebody that you can look at, or just in the locker room, has that presence about that themselves to be the leader and to get it? I thought you and I talked about, we were impressed how quickly he became liked by the team and won the locker room, but winning the locker room and being the quote unquote leader of the team, is it the same thing or two different things? Or do you have to do one to get to the other?
It's two different things. I think that some guys are amazing locker room guys. There's so many players that are second string, third string guys. But you don't even want to go to practice if they're not there. It's the type of energy that they bring to the team. You have those guys. And then you have combo guys like Joe Burrow. He's someone that cool in the locker room, but also a leader on the field. So now you're confident in him. And that team, they rally around him. So that's big. The type of, you know, attention and love that Drew Brees gets from his peers, his professional peers, that's the type of love and respect that Joe Burrow is getting. I want to mention this, though. This is something I did get from the spring game. Going to the sideline, we didn't do the pregame. So I just kind of did freelance journalism on the sideline, talking to folks. I really appreciate the consistency of former LSU players that play in the NFL now making their way to the sideline. That's huge. That's big. Tyrann Mathieu was on the sideline. You had a couple more guys that were out there, you know, had their first few years in the league.
Right.
And I think that's important when you start looking at goal setting and what motivates a player to want to go hard. Man, you look to the sideline, you see Honey Badger, Leonard Fournette, those guys on the sideline, like, what's up, man? That's motivation. So I like the fact that guys, you know, started their career at LSU, had stellar careers, and now balling in the league. You know, Honey Badger just signed a new contract, $40 million contract with Kansas City. That's motivating to those guys, for sure.
Marlon Favre, right? Big Fave 504 is the way to follow on Twitter. I remember when Coach Ogeron was hired, you brought that one little specific tidbit up too, that you wanted to feel that you were more welcome and other players are more welcome. And you found that it was important, and you referenced the U a little bit about that as well. And it's heyday, and even now when it's trying to come back with the new coach and stuff, why is it so important to have former players there? What does it do to current players, and why do you think it's important to former players to feel, as you said to me before, welcomed and that the door is always open to you?
Well, you put so much sweat and equity into LSU to build it to where it's to the point where it is now. Especially in our era, we won a lot of games. We know wins equals money. So to feel, hey, not asking LSU to give me $100,000, but for me to come on the sideline, feel welcome, and be able to drink a Gatorade, it's priceless. So from the former players, that means something. And then the guys that's trying to get there, you know, if you're a strong safety, if I'm, you know, Kerry Vincent or Grant Dell Pitt, and I see a Honey Badger on the sideline, my play steps up. This is one of the better safeties in the league. And if he said, you know, all it takes is turn and say, man, good play, that does something to your morale and your confidence. So, man, that's very important, man. And I'm glad that LSU continues to keep that tradition going.
If you go quickly, take us back to your days as a player. When this ends and now you have a little time off until you get back into it in August, what do you do? What are you trying to do? Do you literally try to get away from football? Do you try to still stay in shape? Do you work out? You're trying to work on things? What realistically nowadays does a player do before you get back at it in August?
Early on in my college career, like my freshman and sophomore year, was more about getting back to New Orleans. I didn't really go to Intercession until I was a junior. So some guys will go to the intersection to get some extra class, try to graduate on time. Those first 2 years, I went and worked out with Big Swole, Master P's old bodyguard, man. I wanted to get extremely stronger. I know I was limited with my height, so I wanted to win a leverage game and basically be stronger than most of the competition I went against. And what other guy to get in with Big Randy, Swole, Thornton, West Banker, graduated from LSU, was Master P bodyguard for years. Mm-hmm. So we would go work out with him those first 2 summers, and I had increased my bench from like 485 to like 525 lifting with him. So that really made my strength stand out going into the season. So, take a little break from school in some cases. In some cases, I encourage guys to go to intercession. But you really just chill and get ready for that summer conditioning when it's going to be hot and you got to report to Coach Moffitt and run those 26-110s. And it's not really fun.
Not at all. At BigFave504 is the way to follow over on Twitter. Marlon, I'm looking forward to coming by and see what you and Skylar Green are doing over there, man, as well. I told you, got a neighbor, plays over at East Jefferson, a little offense, a little defense, receiver, DB. What do you guys do together, man, to try to help these kids in high school?
What we do, we want to make sure they're developing the right way. So we take a lot of time and effort, about 15 to 18 hours a month, just working on their position specific, and then also just making sure that their brand is on point and that they're being introduced or their parents are being pointed in the right direction in terms of the next level. So that's all. More information about that is at ConcordSportsPros.com, and you can check that out, man. But we've been loving it officially. We've been doing it now for about 2 years, but we've been, at it unofficially for about 5 years. Just, we were blessed, Gus, to have an opportunity to play at LSU at its height. Skylar won the 03 National Championship. I was blessed and fortunate enough to be on the 07. So that formula, the stuff that was given to us because we were on scholarship for free to make sure that these players are able to take advantage of those same resources.
You know what? Looking forward to it, man. I'm going to bring them over there, and I want to see you guys in action, what kind of coaching you do. And then I'm just saying, I might have a video from over the weekend of little guy running from the door down the hallway, just diving into me, tackling. I don't know, Marlon, if we go in D line, we go in safety, maybe linebacker, but Carver likes to run and jump and hit. So I don't know what it is.
Carver's going to play a rover. He's going to play either a rover.
I'm serious. And the thing about it is when he's chuckling, laughing while he's running towards you, and I'm like, You're enjoying this a little too much. Dude, my chest was sore on Sunday morning. Like, he just dives into you.
Hey, man, that sounds like an outside linebacker to me. But, Gus, you got to get ready for Carver, so that means you got to jump in some of these workouts Saturday.
No, I'm in. No, like I said, look, when I legitimately mean I'm going to bring my neighbor over, I'm going to go through and kind of see what you guys do. That way we can talk a little bit more about it. Maybe we'll do a podcast on it, What is it like to try to get to that next level, try to get a look-see? And, look, obviously we all talk about 4 stars, 5 stars, and all that. A lot of these kids don't really know how to do that. When I was telling them what you guys do, my neighbor was like, I didn't even know that existed. So there's a lot of kids that don't know how to get into that area where you get invited to 7-on-7 camps and things like that,
We would love to consult them with that, man, for sure.
Nice, man.
Get you rolling, too.
Yeah, no, we're going to do it. We'll bring out Jordan there, too, and see, because he, to this day, he's convinced he could have been a tight end at LSU.
Could have.
Yep.
Very much so.
Mind you, Marlon, not a down of high school football.
Not a down.
Not a down.
Maybe some flag football in elementary school, but.
I guess, Marlon, all he needed was an opportunity.
He's just gifted, man. Jordan has that height on him, man. He got those hands. Don't forget about when we were at Harley Davidson running the 40. Jordan was in stride, man.
Yeah, I was in third. I think I came in third.
That is true. All right, my man. Take care. Have a good week. We'll talk again on Friday. Marlon Favor and a big fave. 504 is where to follow that podcast. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, fellas. Y'all take care.
Yep. ConcordSportsPro.com. Go check that out, too. I am going to bring my neighbor next door.
See
what? What am I seeing?
College championship and NFL Super Bowl champion Marlon Favorite saying that I could have been an LSU tight end.
If you would have played football, it's kind of the first step you need to do.
Nah.
Did you ever play football?
Flag.
Sports Hangover continues next with Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. We'll preview tonight's national championship game on ESPN New Orleans.
With Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Winter is coming to the Seven Kingdoms. That's a legitimate fear, but you shouldn't fear freedom. No annual contract and no bulky hardware is something to celebrate. You don't have to fear cutting the cord and switching to DirecTV Now, especially since DirecTV Now Plus and Max packages include HBO at no extra charge. So you get all the best movies and original shows like Veep, and you can catch every episode of the final season of Game of Thrones premiering April 14th. Don't fear freedom. Get DirecTV Now. Compatible device required. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
So you want to get into information technology? Great idea. Who's going to get you there? My Computer Career, the only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade, or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for just a few years? Training to start an IT career is all we do. It's all we've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living, because the latest decking from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty, and that's something wood can't promise. So if you want to bring the superior performance and durability of Trex to your backyard, visit Trex.com for deck plans and to order samples.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. It is our number three. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, joins us on National Championship Night. Chip, why does it seem like just the way I just did that might be more excitement than what a lot of people across the country have with tonight's game? What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'll tell you what, this one has come back. You know, I've seen the column. I've heard the tape. But I think that a lot of times we have seen national championships be won before the national championship game, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I would look for, like, we do not have to look that far back. How about 2017? North Carolina, mostly a dud Final Four. Remember the game against Oregon? Oregon missed a bunch of free throws.
Yeah.
The game against Gonzaga, two great offenses, but neither team could buy a bucket.
Yeah.
Just was like whichever one kind of outlasted the other. But in the Elite Eight, North Carolina played an instant classic against Kentucky where Luke Fay hits the game winner right after Malik Monk hits the game tying shot. And so as we look back at a classic, like all-time classic Elite Eight from all four regions, I think that history will look back and will say that if it's Virginia, they won it against Purdue in overtime. And if it's Texas Tech, they won it by beating Gonzaga. And so no matter what happens, like we might have one of those UConn against Butler brick fests tonight just because both defenses are so good. But I don't think that should taint in any way our view of what the 2019 NCAA tournament has been.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. You know, you sort of mentioned, I guess we'll go back to the games on Saturday. It really did seem like Sir Charles Barkley was going to see his Auburn Tigers in the title game. What happened in the final seconds there? Did they get robbed or not? Was it really a failure, as Bruce Pearl sort of said today, just get over it, just kind of move on by Auburn not closing out? I don't know. How did you see that ending? It's controversial.
Nah, I mean, I think you got to look at the whole second half because DeAndre Hunter, about the only NBA or at least like lottery pick caliber player for Virginia in the second half, was 5 for 5 from the field and just getting whatever he wanted inside. And I think that that was That was sort of what turned the game in Virginia's favor. He hadn't really gotten going yet. He is a big X factor again tonight against Texas Tech. And I think that sort of his ball skills and what he can do by getting into the middle of a defense, they run it on a lot of 1-5 pick and roll. You know, they've got different ways to try and get him the ball 5 to 8 feet from the basket, and he's got a lot of ability. I mean, he did not miss a shot around the rim in the second half against Auburn. And we can go to the double dribble. I do believe it was a foul. I think that swallowing the whistle in that moment instead of calling that foul would have been a more egregious officiating move than making the call. I thought it takes some stones to make that call, and from what I've heard from the officiating community, I think that that official is going to get, you know, a thumbs up, like, man, that was the right call. It was a really tough call to make in that moment. But then also credit Kyle Guy for knocking down the free throws, because how many of these games have we seen that be lost but with missed free throws? Look at the women's national championship game just last night. So I don't come away from it feeling like one team got robbed. And again, my X factor to the whole thing was that Auburn had no answer for DeAndre Hunter in the second half.
There you go. And in the other game, 61-51 Texas Tech over Michigan State. What I love about the tournament, too, is just seeing guys have their moments and just, you know, we saw getting to the Final Four, you know, Michigan State's point guard really have moments. And here for Texas Tech, you got what, Matt Mooney had 22 points, but 3 threes in 3 minutes. I mean, it changes the game. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to really kind of look at it like that. It was a really big moment, really, I guess, to kind of put a little distance.
Well, I mean, and, you know, Chris Beard went and got Matt Mooney from South Dakota, right? Tariq Owens, who got hurt in the game, but, you know, came back to the sideline. He's going to try to give it a go. He's been in a walking boot. Wynn got him from St. John's. I mean, this team lost 5 of its top 6 scorers from an Elite Eight team. You know, lost Zaire Smith and you know, Keenan, and all of a sudden you're going to come right back and be able to be not only in the Elite Eight, not only in the Final Four, but in the national championship game. The ability of Chris Beard to be able to get his team together. And look, the most incredible thing that I took away from Saturday night from the Michigan State Texas Tech game was Michigan State coach Tom Izzo saying they had the perfect game plan for us, and they brought a toughness and a level of physicality we weren't able to match. There's not a lot of teams that we play on our schedule where we feel like we got out tough, but we got out tough tonight. So credit Texas Tech for coming in and being ready for a fight that Sparty just wasn't ready for. That literally was everything to me. It just seemed as though Texas Tech was ready to scrap, and Michigan State was not. And they just didn't look ready. And in a one-game, single-elimination-type setting, not being ready when the ball is tipped means you're bounced.
And that's crazy, because, Chip, wouldn't you say that was sort of the DNA of Michigan State, being physical? Like, again,
yeah,
not just going back to LSU, but that's who they are, right? Physical, kind of attack the rim, and just do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's what they did to LSU. It's what they did against Duke. It's how they closed the talent gap. LSU was more talented than Michigan State, and Duke was certainly more talented than Michigan State. But Michigan State brought a level of fight and defensive intensity that made the opponent uncomfortable. And then Michigan State got Michigan Stated by Texas Tech. I mean, that's why Tom Izzo was a gracious loser, because he knew very well how his team got beat, because it's the way that Michigan State has been defeating opponents for years now.
All right, so Texas Tech and Virginia. What can you tell us to look for tonight in a national championship game?
I mean, I'm going to go back to DeAndre Hunter. I think that when he is rolling, Virginia is so hard to beat. And so I think that he has to be big for Virginia to win. You know, a look for Texas Tech to try and do the same thing in terms of bringing a kind of physicality that's going to make Virginia uncomfortable. But, man, in terms of my prediction, I feel like this Virginia program, not this team, you know, which has a lot of players that have won, you know, 30-plus games. They were the number one overall seed a year ago. They're number one seed this year. I mean, there's been a lot of success for that UMBC getting over that. But even this coach who has been, you know, bumping his head against the big time, and even this program, no Final Four since 1984, they're a founding member of the ACC. they share a border with the state that houses Duke and North Carolina. They recruit all the same high schools and territories. And Virginia has always been bumping its head against the Blue Devils and the Tar Heels. No national championship. And so in a Final Four with no blue blood, it just kind of seems like, all right, okay. For decades, Virginia has not been able to be a part of that club. And it feels like right now this might be their breakthrough moment. So for all the reasons that feel big and cosmic and storybook, I think Virginia is going to win. But the oddsmakers have this right. I would not be surprised if Texas Tech wins either.
Ooh, what can we see today on CBS HQ, man?
Man, everything. Like, dude, I'm already over into Masters mode too. Like, my brain is falling apart. I'm really working hard to keep it all together. We're going wall to wall with it as much as we have, and like spring games too. Man, it's a lot right now. But yeah, CBS Sports HQ, CBSSportsHQ.com. If you go to CBSSports.com/MastersFirstCut. That'll be your way to access all of our Masters-related coverage, which begins, honestly, like tomorrow and Wednesday. And then, of course, with play beginning on Thursday. Yeah. So, yeah, we're off and running, man.
You're a big golf fan?
Dude, I cover it.
All right,
for CBS.
No, I'm just making sure. I mean, I get it. But, like, I mean, is this your week? I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Like, for golfers and people that follow and love the sport, this week is, you know, It's the week. I mean, people look forward to looking at it.
All right, so here's what we've been, like, on the First Cut podcast, which I host with Kyle Porter. We do two episodes a week, and to give you an idea of what it's like, we've done like 5 or 6 episodes in the last month just related to the Masters.
Wow.
So yes, I am ready to get this thing started. We went into the history. We went inside the statistics. We've had guests on. We've done storylines. We've done player previews, and we're going to be recording expert picks, odds, and fantasy preview on Wednesday. So First Cut Podcast, if you want to get on that.
First Cut Podcast. I'll start promoting it the rest of the week, man. We got a lot of people that follow golf here, and we got some folks to come on and talk a little bit about it, and know that you were that in tune with it, dude, and I definitely will promote that podcast. I'm going to give it a listen, too, because, look, I'm not going to lie to you. There's some golfers that I do like. There's some great storylines going into this week here as well, and let's be honest, I just want Tiger to make it to the weekend. Make it to the weekend with a shot. And then, I mean, I do. It just makes it more fun. And I would love to see him win at least one more, before he wraps it all up and done. And I do. But there's some really good storylines going on too.
Well, sorry. So I believe that Tiger Woods right now, you have to separate from the Tiger Woods that's in your brain. Because
right.
Your nostalgia fueled brain is going to believe that Tiger Woods now is better than he actually is. But the thing that's exciting is that Tiger Woods now is one of the 15 best golfers around. And he's not one of the 5 best golfers around, but Tiger Woods right now is one of the 15 best golfers around. And if you're in the mix like that, then you've got a shot.
There you go. First Cut Podcast?
First Cut Podcast.
Wrote it down. Thank you so much, Chip. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, sounds good. Y'all be well.
Thank you. I'm in. I'm excited. First Cut Podcast. Well, are we going to get your expert predictions on the Master this week?
On the Masters?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to come in to the Masters -4. So I think I'll have a decent showing.
I didn't say you were playing. I said, are you going to give us picks?
Yeah. I'm entering.
Man, the way you do know you don't enter that tournament, you get asked.
Yeah, I was asked to enter.
We'll take a quick break. I mean, it was simple. You could have just lied and said, I will have my preview, my expert preview.
Why would I do that?
Exactly.
Why would I lie? I don't like lying to the people.
That's right.
I have to give them my...
Could have been former All-American tight end for LSU. Got a lot to talk about this week with the Masters, no doubt. We'll be at Ellendale Country Club tomorrow for the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic. It's the signature Pro-Am day. We're going to be broadcasting out there live. You can't miss us. We'll have the huge ESPN backdrop behind us. We're going to be by the pro shop, by the clubhouse. You can't miss us. We'll be there. Come on out and be a part of the support, the fight against cancer. If you still haven't done a team, shame on you. If you still want to do some sponsorship, it's still some time probably. TGMC.com. And you can get the info for Friday's event. That's awesome. top restaurants, music, live music, by the way, silent auction, all to help benefit the fight against cancer. That's going to be Friday night at 6:30, same place, Ellendale Country Club, a little glow golf party. So you can play a little glow golf as well to fight cancer on Friday night. Enjoy yourself. Little music, little food. Thanks, as always, for tuning us in. Another 29 minutes until Matt Moscone, after further review, come up at the top of the hour. You'll have a little more in-depth as to what's going on with the Tigers on the diamond and the spring game. He was tweeting a lot during it, so he'll give his takes. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN New Orleans.
Truck or 230 used cars in stock
at below market prices.
Go to GregLeBlancToyota.com and shop now. All used cars are fully inspected and come with a free Carfax and low, low prices. Shop now online or in person at the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore for New Year's deals you won't want to miss. Hurry in to Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore and save big for bigger savings and better deals. You gotta go to the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore in Houma on Hollywood Road, where you're the star.
Listen up, folks. It's tax time at Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma. Keep your tax refund and trade in your old trailer home for something new. Homa's Clayton Homes, called 985-872-2850 if that old trailer has got to go. Remember, keep your tax refund in your pocket. And remember Homa's Clayton Homes. It's located right off of Highway 311 in Houma. And be sure to visit them on Facebook.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400 or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery, get results.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Don't know if you missed the news. Fleetwood Mac, which was filling in for the Rolling Stones after Mick Jagger has to have heart surgery. Apparently now Stevie Nicks sick, and they're canceling their North American tour, including Jazz Fest. So Fletcher Mackel, as Larry Holder just tweeted at him, hashtag stick to trades. Fletcher's suggestion, Joey? Maybe now after all this unfortunate news, Rolling Stones and Fleetwood Mac being canceled. 50th anniversary of Jazz Fest. 50-cent admission on May 2nd. That would certainly help the vendors. Just an idea. The hashtags. There you go. who would you say needs to fill in?
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yes.
Okay. Tweet it. Post Malone for May 2nd. Jazz Fest.
I don't think he's going to come.
No?
No.
By the way, can we play any Post Malone right now? Think so?
There's like one song.
Carver likes
it. I didn't even take Carl Malone.
Yeah, he'll take Carl Malone.
I'm sure. That's about the only one that hasn't turned it down.
Nice. You know who probably won't be invited? R. Kelly. His first post-jail performance.
Don't deny it yet. You don't know. Look, who's, yep. Everybody's dropping out. Did. All that's left is you and Jordan.
Going to WICS and WRSP. He made an appearance at Dirty South Lounge.
Ooh.
In Springfield, Illinois.
Great
early
popcorn.
Sunday morning.
Great popcorn.
Early Sunday morning. Kelly arrived, reportedly, around 1:30 a.m. where he spent a little over half an hour taking selfies, chatting, dancing, enjoying some cigars with those who had gathered to see him. He then grabbed the microphone, thanked his supporters, and sang 28 seconds of one of his songs before leaving the venue at 3 a.m.
Dose.
I heard that, Jordan.
The fee for the event
was
$100.
Whoa.
But was reduced to 50 after Kelly arrived, it was reported. So there you have it. A one-time multi-million $50.
Okay, so Rolling
Thanks
Stones.
Thanks for coming.
Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, well, I guess $50 gets you 28 seconds.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'd pay 50 cents to go see the band formerly known as Styx.
They're not Styx anymore?
Partly. Of there, did two separate bands now.
Okay, name me one song other than Mr. Roboto from Styx.
Oh, let's see. First Time.
Sailing Away.
You like Come Sail Away?
Sailing Away.
Oh, Lord, what's that noise again? Yeah. Come Sail Away. You got,
Come Sail Away.
Yep, Come Sail Away with me. See, even Jordan knows that one.
Yeah.
That's probably their...
But the guy who sings is not with the band anymore.
No, what happened to him?
Dennis DeYoung, they kicked him out. He now performs as Dennis DeYoung performing the songs of Styx. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah. No, because I want to say, like, last time I was driving along the interstate to go to, like, the outlet malls there. Like, they were, like, one of the casinos on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were done.
Toby Cohen is the lead singer now. They also played at the motorcycle bar down here.
You know why they were done?
I wonder if they played at the Dirty South Lounge in Springfield.
I think so.
I mean, look, I got to tell you, that's like a whole thing. Like, okay, we're supposed to be there tomorrow, you know, for the golf tournament. Like, should I show up at 2:38? I mean, R. Kelly showed up at 1:30.
I'd get there ahead of time in case R. Kelly does show.
Yeah, I'm just saying it, though. I mean, like, do I go R. Kelly here and just show up at, like, 2:38 tomorrow to do our show?
And take autographs and sign selfies.
A half hour. Sure. Well, actually, no. If I have hours, then it's too late. So I gotta get there enough to where I do a half hour of selfies and autographs.
Yeah.
And then I do the show for 28 seconds.
Sounds good to me.
I'd go.
And we get free food?
28 seconds.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, $50.
I mean, Jordan can get up and talk about how he's almost a LSU tight end.
What's the prorate card for that? What's 28 seconds of $50? What are you getting per second, I guess?
It's my presence.
No, I'm talking about, like, it's over a dollar. Like, how much are you getting paid per second? $50 for 28 seconds.
How many people are there?
You're missing what I'm saying.
There's no cover charge.
You know, like when you get a contract of $1 million and they break it down, like what you get per sack and stuff like that or per game. I'm saying if I got $50 to perform for 28 seconds, how much am I getting per second of the $50?
Oh, you're actually getting $1 for 50
there you
seconds.
Go. All right. See? Getting $1 a second.
Dollar
at
a
least.
Second.
I mean, it's pretty good work for $1 a second.
Unless you, Jordan, you talk real slow and turn that minute to hours when I wanted to play tight end.
It's unbelievable. Anyway.
And I'd sit and listen since I bought the book. You never bought Jordan's book, did you?
Jordan's book? No.
The pop-up book where you...
By the way, Jordan, are you going to be in Hammond tomorrow? Since you got school tomorrow, so we won't see you.
Correct.
But, the way you said that.
Well, no, I mean, he's,
Jordan,
you know,
could be in college where you won't be able to come.
Why not? Well, look,
he's being very rude.
Well,
he
I'm
is.
Not. Look, it's how many Carter. Papers can one kid write? I mean, seriously, when
Jordan,
do you graduate?
Depends.
Tomorrow night, Tulane's at Southeastern.
Line up.
I expect expect coverage.
Coverage?
Yeah. What do you got to do tomorrow? The graph's going to be there. I expect, actually, for you to maybe set up his booth.
Jordan's taking ACT test for
college
students.
Todd's going to be at, in Hammond?
Tulane at Southeastern tomorrow. Yes.
Ooh, I might have to show up.
Yeah. What, are you going to boo him?
I might go and boo Todd.
That's terrible. Dude, get some cell phone footage of that.
Boo.
Yep. Boo.
Who's that bum calling the Tulane game?
Wow.
You hear one voice.
Nah,
wow.
I love Todd.
Wow.
You hear one voice. Come on, everybody. Boo.
Well,
everybody.
From what I gather, the broadcast booth, when he does it there, I mean, you are right next to the the fans. So you technically could sit right underneath them and just start yelling, line up every, you know, you could be like that aggravating golf fan where it's like a 10-foot putt. It's the first shot off the tee and he goes, in the hole. I cannot stand that guy. Like, seriously.
I am that guy.
You're that guy.
I'm 100% that guy.
All right, here's Tiger Woods for the par 5, 633 yards. Like, he can't make it on one shot. Nah, it's not happening.
It's possible.
It's impossible. It's not happening. And here he goes. He addresses it. You hear the wind. In the hole! I mean, it's like, it's so stupid. I don't understand. Why do people do that? I don't get it.
Optimistic.
No! There's nothing optimistic about it. Absolutely. And when you have, like, the surround sound system that I got, it's just really annoying because it reverberates through my little living room. Like, seven of y'all.
Jordan makes it competitive. You know? He's trying to make it competitive.
Give right there is the guy also that just yells, Tiger, go get him. I'm like, dude, the ball is 10 seconds off. It's just annoying.
I'm going to have to do that tomorrow.
You're going to just yell in the hole or line up?
Just line up.
You're like, I think there's like a 15-minute
pregame. Over the fence.
So like at 6:15:02, you know, it'll be like, welcome to Tulane Baseball. Here's your host, Ty Graffinini.
Just line up.
Yep.
Line up.
And as they're carrying him away, just scream this, Jordan. Attica,
I just want to know how long it'll take him to Attica. Say, yeah, exactly. Like, first inning, first pitch, now batting, you know, blah, 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 blah. Line up! Like, you got to do it in between pitches, like when there's no action either. Like, nothing's going on.
We get a
like, the pitch back to the mound after a pitch. You know, like, first pitch, outside, ball one, and we're underway. Line up! Just be the line up guy. As much as humanly possible before you get thrown out.
You think Todd would throw me out?
Oh, no. I'm just saying somebody from the stands, you might be bothering them by lying it up every so much. But I think Todd would get two batters in him. He's a pro. He's heard, you know, he's had a deal with elements before.
He hasn't done with my elements.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wonder how long it would take before during the broadcast, and here's the 2-2, line up, and Mr. Line Up is back at it again. Like, it needs to happen.
Or Tulane hits a game winning.
He's at practice Tulane right now. He's not listening, so he won't know.
Tulane hits a game winning home run. Take that, Lion up. Turn his winning call.
Hell yeah, true. You're right. Right. I mean, you could be an elemental part of the broadcast tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, every time they get a hit or they score, hey, there you go, Lion up. Hey, why don't you line up now? I'm telling you, 7 innings, 8 innings, 9 innings of Lion up every other pitch. I don't know if you could handle it, but it would get annoying on the broadcast. You could single-handedly make it the most hated game for Tulane fans to listen to. Just lying up every 10 seconds. And again, you're no different than the golf guy. You know? In the hole! But I mean, it's ridiculous.
With golf, you're supposed to be quiet. So,
which makes it even worse because your ears are kind of, you know, silent. It's quiet. The guy in the hole says, "Huh? He's taking out the 5-iron." There you go. And you wait. You know, so it's quiet. It would be like walking to a room where it's silent, and just yelling. That's why I can't stand it.
Hello, Tiger.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There you go. Yep. he's gonna kill me. You need to line up. Got to at least do it the first inning.
I mean, I'll try to make it out there.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean try? You're on campus.
No.
Go do something. Go to the library and study after your paper. What time you get done with class? In the afternoon. Just stay there. Go write your paper.
You're done with class at 11.
Well, there you go. Go write your paper, then go eat something, finish your homework, and then make your way to the ball field, and then go
what
line up.
The game
is 6:30. You take a nap.
For 10 hours?
10 hours. You know, it's not supposed to be easy to be annoying. Put a little work into it.
No, it's very easy.
Put a little work into it. We're asking you to be a part of the Tulane broadcast.
This should be fun.
Sports Hangover continues next. Final segment on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Uh-oh. Guess it ain't all elephants and pageantry in Alabama. Did you hear the comments from Ronnie Harrison, former Crimson Tide standout, CBSSports.com, 24/7 sports with the story. So Nick Saban had this to say. If you're a third round draft pick, and we had one here last year, I'm not going to say any names, goes and starts for his team. So he's making third round money. It's not that great. He'd be the first guy taken at his position this year, probably, and make $15 to $18 million more. So the agent makes out, the club makes out, and now they've got a guy that's going to play for that kind of money for three more years. Apparently not too happy, and I guess bringing up the point that Ronnie Harrison, who now is by the Jacksonville Jaguars, selected in the third round last year, kind of ticked off at Nick Saban, saying that draft player stock has no bearing on an individual's decision and he doesn't appreciate being called out anonymously by his former coach. Is he being called out? He's saying you could have made more money. Ronnie Harrison took naturally to Twitter. Coaches get so butthurt nowadays about a kid making a decision to live out his dreams and go pro. Makes me think, do you really care about the success of the kid or how well your program performs? Then he has the emoji of him kind of going, 100%. Hashtag keep my name out of your mouth. Hashtag Bama. Hashtag Saban. Hashtag God got it. Did Ronnie Harrison take that the wrong way, Jordan? Nick Saban saying, dude, you could have made 15 to 18 more. Now you're stuck in the rookie contract there for the next 3 years, and all they can do is just keep tendering, and you're not going to make that kind of money, and you wind up being the starter for a team in the third round. If you'd have come back, you'd have gone probably in the first round. Did that sound like sour grapes to me? I think Ronnie Harrison's not understanding what Nick Saban's saying, or am I wrong with that? I mean, Nick Saban says you could have made 15, 18 more. You could have gone in the first round instead of the third round. What he's saying is you went too early. You could have, and again, I understand what Ronnie Harrison is saying. Hey, look, you don't know where I'm at. Maybe I want the money now. What Nick is saying, you could have made 15 to 18 more. And I think the key to what Nick Saban is saying is later in that sentence in which he says, now they got you playing for that contract for the next 3 years, making that kind of money while you're the starter. I think, Ronnie, I think I might side with Nick here. You? 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. The article says Saban has never been a fan of players leaving the Crimson Tide football program early, especially if they don't receive a first-round grade. Under Saban, 26 players have been selected in the first round since his arrival. He added, Coach Saban, I do know there's some pretty compelling stance out there about guys going out early for the draft. I think in the last 5 years, not counting this year, there's been 380 or thereabouts go out early for the draft. 25% of those guys didn't even get drafted. And another 25% weren't on the team in 3 years. So that means 50% of the guys that went out early for the draft had failed grades. But if you look at the number of guys that were first and second round draft picks, there were very few guys that had failed careers. Now, we have guys that have no draft grades, seventh round grades, free agent grades, fifth round grades that are going out of the draft. And that person that loses in that is the player. Again, I don't. I think Nick Saban's just warning you, while you might want the money quickly, understand it's probably better if he can be a first or second round pick. And I think that's what he's saying, and I don't think Rodney Harrison heard that. Am I wrong on that, Jordan? Do you take that the same way? You think it comes across like Ronnie saying that you're just worried about your program? Here's my thing. I think if you're a team that doesn't have a lot of talent like that, maybe. But Alabama just kind of replenishes that talent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't they? And like they're replacing you with the guy that's going in the NFL.